late, but they are on the way. Buses are coming, I'm going to mention a couple things right quick, and then we're going to get started in our lesson for today. I hate to just come right up in y'all's face like this and preach, but I ain't got no room. if I spit on you, just wipe it off, I reckon. But anyway, it's a real blessing to be able to come to church on this Sunday before Christmas. Now, tonight is our Christmas play, and I hope everybody's planning on bringing people with you. You got family members, the good time. I ain't all this old Danny Castle. Say, he ain't preaching tonight. This would be a good time for you to come. Come up and bring them on. Bring them on and get them to come tonight. Call them up this evening and say, why don't you come and see our play tonight? I don't know if you realize it or not, but we've got young people in our church that have been fasting for this play tonight. That's how serious they're taking it. And so I hope that you'll be taking it serious too. It's not just a, you know, something to, because of a tradition. It's something that's going to be a blessing. And so it's spiritual, it's funny, it's educational, it's all these things wrapped up in one, our Christmas plays. We're actually having three plays, the little kids and the teenagers and then the adult plays. So everybody be here, and bring somebody else with you. God will bless you for it. Okay? All right. Now this morning, what I want to do is get them... Miss Christy, if you'll turn that light out right over there for me, and turn them off back there, Brother Ray, and leave them other ones on. Just get them. There you go. So y'all can see your Bibles. I'm going to give you a lesson this morning about what I call history written in advance. And one of the ways you know that the Bible is true is because of this. What I'm getting ready to show you this morning. There's no other book in the world can do what I'm getting ready to show you this morning, history written in advance. The Bible writes something hundreds of years before it ever takes place, and I'll be if it don't come right on through on the money every single time. And so what I'm going to do this morning is show you some prophecies and their fulfillment, and they're concerning the birth of Jesus. And I decorated it for you in Christmas colors so you could enjoy it. Amen. Keeping a good Christmas spirit here today. And so everybody take your Bible and turn to 2 Peter chapter 1. We still got a chandelier out right now. If you guys work on that, we'd appreciate it. And I hope y'all can see. But I'm going to get some of you guys to read some of these scriptures for me. Brother Joey, maybe Brandon, a couple of you guys, and read the scripture real loud so everybody can see it. Okay? This is 2 Peter 1:21. All right? Read that in for us real loud, Brother Brandon, if you got it. Real loud. Yeah. Amen. What that verse said is, holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So it wasn't by the will of man. People just didn't make it up. People just didn't just say, well, I'm going to write something, you know, like the Koran or the Book of Mormon or some fool thing like that. The Bible's a different book. So what I'm going to do this morning is we're going to go through these prophecies, okay? All right, the first one. Here we go. The first one, get Genesis 3:15 in one hand and Galatians 4:14 in the other hand. Genesis 3:15, that thing was spoke nearly 6,000 years ago and written or 4,000 years before it happened. Genesis 3:15 is the first prophecy in the Bible concerning the birth of Jesus Christ. We talk a lot about that. Is it too hot in here for y'all? Too, about right? Heat's trapped back here in the back. So it just has to ooze out over top of these curtains and stuff. And I'm trying to make camera. That's why it feels cold on the floor. But anyway. All right. Get Genesis 3:15. Get them both now. Like in one hand. And Galatians 4:14 in the other hand. 4,000 years apart. Now, this ought to make you shout this morning, brother, because there's no other book in the world does that. There is no other book on the planet that can predict the future 4,000 years ahead of time and get it right. All right. Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15. All right. Read that for us real loud, Brother Joe. Real loud. Here it is.
Between God's seed, her seed,
All right, stop right there. There's the first prophecy in the Bible that Jesus was going to be born. He said, between, I'll put enmity. He's talking to the devil. Isn't that interesting? That the first time the birth of the Lord's mentioned, it was God talking, and he's talking to Satan. And he said, I'm going to put enmity between thy seed and her seed. He's talking to the woman and the devil there and her seed. And it shall bruise your head. Who's it? The child of the woman. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't worry about the King James Bible using it. It's exactly right. You know, people say, well, that King James Bible's wrong because it calls Jesus an it. Well, ain't nothing wrong with that. Every time somebody brings a baby, say, look at it. Ain't it a cute little thing? See, there ain't nothing wrong with that. The Bible talks in plain language that we can understand it. Don't get all bent out of shape over, you know, because it's over in Romans 8 or somewhere it's called the Holy Spirit itself. And everybody flips out and said, it's not an it. It's a, well, it is an it, and it's a he. I'm a he, and I'm an it. And you are too. You're an it. They say, look at it, poor little thing. I feel sorry for it. See, don't take a modern version of the Bible just because it ain't got it in it. But anyway, it said he was going to be made of one. Now, the fulfillment of that is Galatians 4:14. All right, you got that, Brother Rog? Read that real loud. Wrong. Galatians 4:14. Huh? Well, I got it wrong then. It says, God sent forth his, when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman. Maybe it's 4:4. I don't know why I put that one in there. My bad. Read it again. We were interrupted, rudely interrupted. Amen. All right. When the full time was come, 4,000 years later. Isn't that something? God said, he'll be here. He said, I'm going to send a seed through you, Eve, and it's going to crush the devil's head. And 4,000 years later, brother said, when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman. Made of a woman. That's the fulfillment of that prophecy. I'm telling you, people, listen, that's amazing. All right, let's look down here. He's made of a woman. Now look here. Not only that, it gets wilder. Isaiah 7:14 and Matthew 1:18. Everybody get those two right quick. Not only was it going to be a woman who brought forth this person, but this person who brought him forth was a virgin. Now is where it starts really getting scary. He's going to prophesy way back here in the Old Testament. Somebody said, oh, well, he could have just lucked up and said that baby was coming and that he could have just looked up and said Jesus was born. But this one here ain't luck. Isaiah 7:14 said a virgin would conceive. Everybody get it right quick. We'll hurry along. Isaiah 7:14 and Matthew 1:18-25. Got that, Brother Brandon? Read that first one right quick. Here's Isaiah 7:14. All right. He said it. That was 700 years before it happened. Isaiah said a man was going to be born and his mama was going to be a virgin. Now, why in the world would anybody say that? Nobody in their right mind would say that. Nobody in their right mind would say 700 years later a virgin's going to have a baby. A virgin has never had a baby. They say it is physically impossible for a woman to have a baby being a virgin. It is scientifically impossible for I thought something I heard the other day. They said, where was the baby or something? She said, in my womb, you know, like my womb. I need to clean up my womb. Dead womb. And they said, that's where the baby Jesus was. In the womb of Mary and her a virgin. Somebody said one time, they said, well, it is scientifically impossible for a woman to give birth to a baby without the physical aid of a man. And they said, that's right. They said, it's impossible for Jesus to have got here without a father. They said, that's right. But God can do stuff that's impossible. Right. People say, well, you Christians are crazy. You believe that a man got here without a daddy? Listen, brother, we believe Adam and Eve got here without a mama or a daddy. What do you think about that? That's even wilder. Adam and Eve didn't have a mama or a daddy. Pop, and they were just made. God just spoke, and there they was. So we do believe Mary was a virgin. Amen? We do believe Mary. And it is important that Mary is a virgin. Not only is it important, it is essential that we believe Mary was a virgin. It's essential to your salvation. Somebody said, well, the virgin birth is optional. No, it ain't optional, brother. It ain't optional. You don't believe the virgin birth, you ain't even saved. Because if Jesus had an earthly father, he was a sinner like me and you, and he couldn't save me or you or nobody. But if his mother was a virgin, that means his blood come from his daddy, and his daddy was God. God's blood flowed through Jesus Christ. And God does have blood, according to the book of Acts. He said, feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. And so God's blood flown through Jesus. It was 700 years. Get that one right quick. You don't have to read it all, Brother Roger. Get that one right quick. 18 to 25. Just get to where it says she brought forth the firstborn son or wherever. Amen. Amen. Does it say down there in verse 25? Read 25. There you go. Amen. Now, isn't that good? Isn't that good? Isaiah said, a virgin shall conceive. And lo and behold, here it comes. Joseph, when it was his spouse, wife, married. Do you understand what his spouse means? Like engaged. They were engaged. They were not, their marriage was not consummated in the flesh. And that hadn't been together as man and wife. And Mary was found with a child. And this child had no earthly daddy, but had an earthly mother, a heavenly daddy. The Holy Ghost overshadowed Mary. She became a child by the Holy Ghost. So, isn't that great? Isaiah said, a virgin shall conceive. Matthew said, it happened. It took place. All right? Let's move right along here. Not only was she a virgin, but this man said he was going to be a prophet. Deuteronomy 18:15. All right, let's get to two scriptures here. We're doing a lot of Bible study this morning, but this is why we have Christmas. This is what Christmas is all about. This is, like they say on the radio, the true meaning of Christmas. I heard a preacher this morning say, talking about the true meaning of Christmas. Well, this is it, brother. This is the true meaning of Christmas. This man, he was made of a woman. His mother was a virgin, and he was a prophet like Moses. Deuteronomy 18:15. All right. Get that in for us. Brother Roby, you got that one? You ain't got it yet? Deuteronomy's in the Old Testament. Deuteronomy 18:15. It's right beside Hezekiah. No, it ain't. Amen. Amen. All right, he said, the Lord God will raise up a prophet, Moses said, like unto me. And you better hearken to him. If you don't hearken to him, you get cut off. Amen? All right, now look at Acts 3:22. There's the fulfillment. 1,500 years later. 1,500 years. Brother Rod, read that for us. Acts 3:22. Yes, amen. All right, there's the fulfillment. 1,500 years later. All these are prophecies just concerning the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. He was made of a woman. His mama was a virgin. He was a man. He was a prophet. And fulfilled the scripture of Deuteronomy 18:15. The scripture must be fulfilled. And there's one thing you can always bank on about that scripture. You know, I bet you there was people who heard this scripture here, who lived and died and thought it ain't never going to happen. Another 1,000 years, lived and died and thought it nothing never going to happen. Another 1,000 years. Think of the generations that come and went and thought it ain't going to happen, but it did happen. Hallelujah, people. Hallelujah. I'm about ready to take a lap. You don't believe me? I will take a lap for this place. You know what? Every single promise in that book, it ain't happened yet, but it's going to.
Amen.
Just as sure as you're sitting on that seat this morning, I know the world says, well, now that old stuff's out of style and it's outdated and we've broadened our intellect and we've learned how to learn explore all religions and we're not just so narrow-minded. But listen, brother, if that old book said it, it's going to come right on through just like God Almighty said it would. The prophet seen that thing way down yonder 4,000 years ahead of time, right on the money, bang, Right on the money. He hits a bullseye every time. He knocks a home run every time he gets up to bat. The scripture must be fulfilled. So far, we saw in Genesis, said it'd be made of a woman. It happened. He said this woman be a virgin. It happened. Said it'd be a great prophet. It happened. Now, let's go a little further here. Even tells you what tribe he came from. Turn to Genesis 49:10. Think of the prophecies back there. Think of the odds of that happening by accident. It, the tribe of the children of Israel, this man would be from. Genesis 49:10, Luke 3:33. Genesis 49:10, Luke 3:33. Get both of them right quick. Hope you can see your Bible. Genesis 49:10. Here in Genesis 49:10, it tells us the actual literal tribe that the Lord Jesus Christ would be born in. You know, they had 12 tribes of Israel. Look at those scriptures. That's amazing. What a blessing. Okay? All right. Let's get that one right quick. Got that in Jonathan? Read it. Amen. Now that scepter, that's that royal scepter. And Shiloh is a prophecy of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said he would come through the tribe of Judah. Tribe of nailed it down. Now, Luke 3:33. Roger, got that one? Read that one. Amen. Son of Judah. He was of the tribe of Judah. Why is that important? Because if he'd have said Benjamin, the prophecy wouldn't have fit. If he'd have said Asher, the prophecy wouldn't have fit. If he'd have said one of them other tribes, it would have not have fit. Out of 12 tribes, they said, he's going to be of Judah. And lo and behold, here he comes. You say, well, there ain't no well to it, brother. 1,600 years. You do realize that physically speaking, Luke wrote Luke. And Luke wrote Acts, physically speaking. Matthew wrote Matthew, and Paul wrote Galatians. And Moses wrote Isaiah, Moses wrote Genesis, and Isaiah wrote Isaiah, and Moses had Deuteronomy. And Moses and Paul never even knew each other. Paul wasn't even born during almost 4,000 years after Moses was dead and gone. And Moses wrote it, Paul wrote this, and it all put it. Listen, you know what I think? Here's what I think. I don't know this. I think that most of the writers of the Bible had no clue they was writing the Bible when they wrote it. They didn't have a clue. They were just writing their writings. God got it all together and put it together. I don't think God didn't come down and say, now listen, one of these days I'm going to have a book, and this book's going to be a King James Bible, and I want you to help me write it, and this is your part. I don't believe that. Those prophecies came an old time men of God, and they spake as they was moved by the Holy Ghost, and the Lord just kept it and protected it and had his hand on it and preserved it, and it went on right down to us. That's, buddy, that's a miracle book we got in our lap. Amen. That book beats anything this world's ever seen. Think about that, people. Think about that. That excites your soul, brother. That excites your soul. They didn't even know they was writing the Bible. Job said one time, he said, oh, that my words were written in a book. He had no idea we'd be reading them in 2003. He had no idea. And buddy, I'm telling you something. God has got a hand on his word, and the gates of hell ain't going to prevail against it. Heaven and earth shall pass away. Heard one old boy one time, he said, I'm in the word of God. He said, I'd rather be in the word of God than in heaven. And they said, what? He said, that's right, I'd rather be in the word of God than in heaven. And I said, why? Because heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. And that's a thought, isn't it? That's the best place in the world to be, is right in the Word of God. So, he said, tribe, Judah. Man, prophet. Mama, virgin. Made of a woman. All right, let's go another step forward here. It even tells you the place where he would be born 700 years before he happens. That's Micah, chapter 5, verse 2. Some of you haven't been studying much in Micah lately, so let's see if you can find it. Have you got a blessing out of the book of Micah lately? All right. Need to get in there. Micah, chapter 5, verse 2. Matthew, chapter 2, verse 4 is the fulfillment. We are at 700 years before it took place. The book of Micah. How long has it been since you've seen one of them contemporary gospel singers get up and say, "Boy, I was just reading Micah this week and God spoke to my heart." You know, it ain't going to happen. Micah chapter 5, verse 2. Matthew 2, 4. All right. Jonathan, go ahead. Micah. Amen. You know what he said there? He said, "Bethlehem, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth that's the ruler of mighty Israel." Isn't that something? You say, what's the big deal about that, preacher? Everybody knows he's born in Bethlehem. Not 700 years before it happened, they didn't. And did you hear what the scripture said? "Though thou be little among the thousands." Have you ever looked at a map of the United States and tried to find Morganton? You know, if you see a map of the United States, Morganton ain't even on it. It's not. Not a United States map. You can get a North Carolina map, and Morganton is little among the thousands just in North Carolina. Now, what would be the chances? What would be the chances of me predicting a baby's going to be born, whose mama's a virgin, and who's going to be a prophet, and he's come from the tribe of Judah, and nail the city he's going to be born in, one little city, thousands, 700 years before it happens? What's the chances of that? None. It'd be like putting a map of North Carolina right behind me, right here, and me standing right here, and you giving me a dart, and I sling it over my head right there, and it'd go right on Morgan. It'd be Morgan. The chances would be left 10 times in a row. Bing, bing. What if it said Morgan and right here on this one little spot, and born of a virgin right here, and the tribe of Judah right here, and I took three darts and slung them like that and hit all three of them dots? You say, "Brother, that ain't going to happen." Not without divine guidance, it ain't going to happen. That ain't going to happen. But buddy, that's the odds of these prophecies actually taking place and being fulfilled like that are astronomical. It's not chance. It can't be luck. After a while, your bank account runs out. You can't just keep just saying, well. There ain't nothing well to draw from no more. It's gone. So, praise God, brother. They nailed it down. Matthew 2, 4. Go ahead and get that for us, Rod. And does the next verse say Bethlehem? There you go. "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet Micah." Now Micah is very little known, very, very little known among the prophets. They say he's minor prophet. And I'm not so sure that's the right word to use. There really ain't no such thing as a minor prophet. We say minor because they wrote little books and Isaiah and them wrote big books. But actually he was just as much major as, they ain't a greater prophecy in the Bible than that one there that Micah made. Not a greater prophecy in the whole Bible. All right, let me show you another one. They said he's made of a woman. True. Said his mom be a virgin. True. Be a prophet. Tribe, Judah, place, Bethlehem. Now look at this. They even prophesied the time that he'd be born. They even prophesied the time that he'd be born. Daniel 9:25 and Luke 2:1. Now this is a big study and gets into Daniel 70 weeks. And we do not have time to get to it this morning. But I will say just a thing or two about it, and we will study it sometime in church. Daniel chapter 9 and verse 25, Luke chapter 2, verse 1. The time was told when the Messiah would come, even way back in the Old Testament, in Daniel chapter number 9. So let's look at it there if you would. And Brother Derek, you're telling Daniel 9:25, read that for us real loud. Right. I'm sorry. There you go. See? There you go. Now see, you got the time, actual time that he would be born. He said, Know therefore, that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and build Jerusalem unto the Messiah the Prince shall be, what, 62 weeks, something like that? 62 weeks. That's 60... 2 weeks. There's 69 weeks. There's 70 weeks in Daniel. I ain't got time to explain all this, but what you got to understand is that each one of them weeks represents 7 years. A week would be 7 years. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1 week, 7 years. And there's 70 of them things from the commandment in Daniel chapter 9 until everlasting righteousness comes in. I'm going to spit a whole bunch at you right now, so swallow this and then we'll finish this up. We're talking about prophecies concerning the birth of Jesus. The birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, He made of a woman 4,000 years before it happened. God said it in Genesis 3:15. That woman was a virgin. God said it would happen 700 years before it was born. Prophet, tribe, Judah, place, Bethlehem. Time is in Daniel 9:25. That's the wildest thing you ever heard of, man. That is wild. It's amazing that God prophesied the time. So here's what God said. 70 weeks. Now somebody tell me how many, let's see, 70 weeks times 7. If each day's a year, how many years is that? 490. 490 years. So the Lord said from this prophecy to the whole end of everything would be 490 years. Now, He said till the Lord come, it'd be 483. 62. Is that right? 69 weeks is how many years? 483. So if there's 490 till the whole world blows up and everything's fixed, and there's 483 till Jesus, how many's left? 7. And you know where that is, don't you? That's the tribulation period. That kicks in after we go out in the rapture. So this is the wildest thing. And so the reason we have Christmas is because those prophets back there in the Old Testament said there's going to be a baby born one of these days. And Moses said he's going to be made of a woman. It was fulfilled in Galatians 4:14. God said in Isaiah 7, 700 years before it happened, this woman's going to be a virgin. And everybody flips out and said, there ain't no way that a virgin can have a baby. And the Lord says, well, we'll see about that. And they say, listen, a virgin can't have a baby. She's got to have a daddy. And God said, well, Adam and Eve didn't have a mama or a daddy. Amen. I can make one by himself without a mama or a daddy. I can make one with a mama and a daddy. And I can make a baby with a mama and no daddy. And I'll be the daddy. So God can make people any way He wants to make them. And monkey never made one. Evolution never made one. But God makes them different ways. I don't know how some of y'all made it in, but God made us all kinds of different ways. I don't believe you can blame all this on God. I don't think that. Do you? All right. Somebody read Luke 2:1 for me. Rod got that right quick. Luke 2:1. Read that one more time. Right. One more verse. Okay, look. It came to pass in those days, there went out a decree. So this decree was made here to restore and build Jerusalem, and it happened right on the money here in Luke 2. Now, let me show you another one. His position. Turn to Isaiah 9:6. Everybody look at Isaiah 9:6, and then Revelation 20 and verse 4 to 6. See, when you believe the Bible, you ain't just whistling Dixie, brother. It ain't just something that you decide to do. The Bible is true. And we are proving, showing you that it's true. And God proved to us that it's true. It's true, just like God said that it was. There's no other book on the planet that can predict the future, get it right every single time like the Bible can. There ain't no other book. There ain't no other book can do it. No other book can do it. No other book attempts to do it. No other book don't even try to do it. Look at Isaiah 9:6 and Revelation 20, verse 4. All right? Jonathan, get that. Amen. Israel, repent of your sins. Do this, that. Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. What? And the government shall be upon his shoulders. And something just grabbed hold of his hand. And he said, hallelujah, hallelujah. The name shall be called Wonderful, Prince of Peace, Mighty God, Everlasting Father. Emmanuel, you know what Emmanuel means? Means God with us. God's with us. This is God with us. That'll pop your brain if you're a scientist. That'll pop your brain if you're a theologian and don't believe the Bible. Now, if you're just humble enough to believe the Bible, you know what you can do on that? Take a lap around the building. His name shall be called Wonderful. Count the Mighty God, brother, the Everlasting Father. Here's a baby. He's the Everlasting Father. Think about this. Mary, you're with God. Put that down, Jesus. Put that down, Jesus. Don't stick that in your mouth talking to God. That is wild, brother. I'm telling you, you're a Christian. You believe some weird stuff. You know it? There ain't nobody in the world believe stuff like we believe. But we know it's true because it's in the Bible. It's in the Word of God. Can you imagine Jesus? Don't stick that pencil in. You say, well, I don't believe he ever done that. I don't know if he did or not. Mary changed God's diaper. Think about that. The mighty God, the everlasting Father. You know why that song says, the wonder of wonders. Oh, how could it be? Amen. That little baby come die for me or something like that. The Almighty came down and walked among men. Anybody know that song? How about Mary, did you know that your baby boy would someday walk on water? That position. All right, read Revelation 20, 4 to 6, somebody, right quick. Amen.
I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus.
That's right.
From the word. And from the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast, neither had received his mark upon the forehead, or in their hand, they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years.
Amen. All right, here's where it said it. His position, he's going to run the whole world. The fulfillment is Revelation 20 and verse 4. Amen? Do you realize this morning, ladies and gentlemen, that 109 prophecies were literally fulfilled while he was here the first time? The first time. Now, if 109 prophecies were fulfilled when he was here the first time, why would we even doubt that all the rest of them happen? Now, be honest with me. Hadn't the devil come to you sometime, and right, especially when you're in a weak moment or you're having a hard time, and the devil say, this probably stuff probably ain't even really God. Hadn't the devil done that? He's done that to everybody in here, right? Well, buddy, let me tell you something. When you feel like that, you don't go by your feelings. You go by, hey, 109 took place the last time he was here, and you can bet your bottom dollar, brother, the rest of them is going to happen right on time. The train's going to arrive right on time.
Yeah.
The Lord's coming back. He's going to get here right on schedule. He'll not be a minute late.
Yeah.
He'll not be a minute early. Listen, it wasn't no accident. He was born in Bethlehem's manger. It was no accident. It was right on the money. On the money.
Yeah.
Now, let me show you something here. 845 quotations from the Old Testament or in the New Testament. 333. Isn't that an odd number? 333 are about the Lord Jesus Christ. 333 quotations are of the Lord Jesus Christ in the Old Testament and New Testament. The Old Testament and New Testament are intertwined. They're like a fetter. They're made together. They're one. You can't have one without the other. They're stuck through each other. And all these prophecies come to pass. So, the greatest gift you can get this Christmas is the Lord. Don't make fun of my present. I was in a hurry when I drawed that. The greatest gift you could possibly get this Christmas would be the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Now, let's go over this one more time here. Whoop. This is history written in advance, brother. This is the only book in the world that can do this. The Bible writes history before it happens. Men write history books hundreds of years after it took place. The Bible writes history before it ever takes place. It said in Genesis 3:15, he made of a woman 4,000 years before it happened. Galatians 4:14 said, bang, took place. Isaiah said his mama would be a virgin. Matthew confirms it. Deuteronomy said this man would be a prophet, confirmed in the book of Acts chapter 3, verse 22. Genesis 49:10 said he would come of the tribe of Judah. Judah would be his tribe. Now think about that now. It would be just like this. It'd be just like this. All right? Here's a map of the United States. For you that come in late, let me say this one more time. Here's Morganton, a little bitty spot you can't even see. There's Morganton. This is the map of the United States, this purple thing. And let's say that you put virgin birth right here, a little bitty dot. And you put tribe of Judah right there in the little dot. And then you gave me three darts. And I stood right here, and you said, take these three darts. And I didn't even look, went poom, 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 and hit all three of them dots. That's what it'd be like. I hit Morganton, I hit Born of a Virgin, and I hit Tribe of Judah. That's what it would be like. It can't be an accident. It can't be luck. It can't be coincidence. They said he would come from the Tribe of Judah. There it happened. They said he'd be a prophet. There it happened. They said I'm going to be a virgin. It happened. Nobody's ever been born of a virgin. It was made of a woman. Galatians, the time, Daniel 5, and Daniel 9, and then the position, Isaiah 9. The greatest gift you could ever get would be the gift of God for Jesus Christ. All right, anybody have a question? We got about 2 minutes. Got it? You got all that. See, when you hold the Bible in your hand, you are not holding an ordinary book. This is not an ordinary book. This is history written in advance. There's a whole bunch of more stuff wrote in here. It said one day the sun's going to be dark. It said the moon's going to turn to blood. It said the fire's going to fall from the sky. It said the waters will be turned to blood. It said a horse is going to come out of heaven with the Lord on it and a thousand of his saints. All that's going to happen just like that stuff did. Go ahead, brother.